Fantastic.
Whoa.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that was good.
Wow. Okay, so all those that vote for Sule as your favorite dancer, clap your hands. Applause for Sule. Applause for Sule. Rhiannon Giddens, favorite dancer.
Let me see now. Who done played Don't Go Around in the Mind?
We haven't played yet.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah. Where you going?
I remember you telling me once a story about when you got your fiddle.
Yeah.
And it didn't have a couple strings on it.
Oh.
I think they would like that story.
Oh, well, take up a whole lot of time. I'll try to tell it then. If you want me to tell it.
Well, God knows, Joe, we don't have any time.
What she asked me about was, when I first started playing the fiddle, my daddy would put his fiddle up, and I'd go mess with it all through there. My mama said, son, let the fiddle alone. Don't bother the daddy's fiddle. She kept on at me. Don't bother his fiddle. Scared I was going to break it, you know. So my mama had a first cousin. He was a fiddle player. And he, back in the olden days, I remember this too. He would plant a big garden and pick beans and sell stuff all year. And he bought a whole lot of seeds from Lanchester Seed Company. And they gave him a premium. They gave him two premiums. He got two fiddles at one time. It wasn't quite as big as this one, but it was a nice little fiddle. So my mama said, you gonna break your daddy's fiddle. So my mama's cousin come to see her one day. She said to him, how you doing, Rosa? Said, this boy about to run me crazy here. I can't keep him away from his daddy's fiddle. So she said, well, don't worry about that. I got the thing fine. You see, what you got? I got two fiddles. All you got to do is come over there and get one. So the next day, I come out of school, and mama give me a sack, a flower sack, put it in my pocket, and in a few minutes, I done walked over to my mama's cousin's house. So he put the fiddle in the sack. It's a long story, take a whole lot of time. He put it in the sack, and I come on back home and brought the fiddle on home, and come in the house. My brother down here, he done already learned how to play the banjo. And he said, you got you a fiddle, ain't you? I said, yeah, I got me a fiddle. It didn't have but two strings on it when I got it. So he said, what you gonna do with a string? I said, I'll get my daddy to give me some. He ain't gonna get you no string. It's just been way back yonder in Hoover's time. Everybody here know about who. Mm-hmm. And so he didn't have no money, you know, didn't he? Hard to get stuff at that time. And so I thought about what my brothers, I had two older brothers and two cousins, old boys, up above me. When they were playing the guitar and banjos and things, whenever they break a string, they'd go to the screen door, get them a pair of pliers, and get them string out of the screen door. So what I did, I told my brother Nate, one who helped me play the band, I said, hey, go with me. So he come on, went with me. I went out of the truck shed, where the truck and tractor was, got me a pair of pliers, went to the screen door. I pulled me some string out that door. Me and my Nate put them string on that fiddle, and we kept tuning and messing with it, and greasing it and rubbing on, and finally we got it limbered down to where we want it. In 2-3 weeks, I was playing a tune called Ain't Gonna Rain No More.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got some water over there, Joe, if you want it.
Now that wasn't too long, was it?
But Joe, there's one thing you didn't tell him, which is that once you learned to play and you were playing those tunes, right, with your brother, didn't your dad come in and hear you playing. What did your dad tell you?
I forgot what I
Oh, well, your dad said something about, you know, that he was going to give you his fiddle, that you were sounding good. What happened there?
See, I had them about to learn how to play. And he said, man, boy, I better let you have my fiddle. You're going to learn this thing. So then I went on playing his fiddle then. Mm. Been playing it ever since.
Yeah, that's good. That's exactly what I was thinking. We're like psycho. Listen, we've got time for one more to honor Mr. Joe Thompson here tonight, who's a national treasure here on the fiddle and representative of North Carolina culture. We want to thank B-Towns and all the people here at Merle Fest and Alistair at the Traditional Tent and the Carolina Chocolate Drops and everybody who kind of made this happen, that we could have Joe here on the big stage for you here tonight and showcase him a little bit.
Hey, Bob, can...
Yeah.
Can we give a shout-out to O?
Yeah. And I think Dom's got something to say, too, here.
Well, how long ago was it, Bob, that we lost a very important banjo player?
Well, that's another. I meant to. You know, I'm glad you reminded us of that, because I'd forgot. I was gonna say something about Odell, Joe's cousin, who appeared here at Merle Fest with him for a number of years, and then in 1994, unfortunately, died on his way. Well, the day before they were gonna play here at the festival. So 1994. So it's been 14 years, and we want to remember Odell and also Joe's brother Nate, who was a fine banjo player, and all of the. We always want to honor the ancestors because they're the ones who make it possible for us to be playing the music. And
so we're going to do one more song for you guys. Y'all have been a fabulous audience. Thank you so much. Want to let you know that all of us have set, not Joe. This was his set for this weekend, but the Carolina Chocolate Drops have more sets tomorrow. Bob has more music with Sheikh Kamal Jabate, and we all have different workshops and stuff. So check out on the schedule. We're playing quite a bit tomorrow, and we're also going to be signing CDs. All of us will be signing CDs back at the autograph tent after this show. So we just want to thank you all so much, and we're going to do now
going down the road
feeling bad for y'all. And that now I know y'all know that's a singing tune now. So that means
we want to hear you.
That's right.